and knew it was what he wanted me to do. You gave me that, Sazed. You taught me to love him enough to let him die. She left him alone in the tent. A few moments later, he returned to his shaving and found something sitting beside his basin, a small, folded piece of paper. It contained an aged, fading drawing of a strange plant, a flower. The picture had once belonged to Mare. It had gone from her to Kelsier, and from him to Vin. Sazed picked it up, wondering what Vin intended to say by leaving him the picture. Finally, he folded it up and slipped it into his sleeve, then returned to his shaving. The first contract, oft spoken of by the Khandra, was originally just a series of promises made by the first generation to the Lord Ruler. They wrote these promises down, and in doing so, codified the first Khandra laws. They were worried about governing themselves, independently of the Lord Ruler and his empire. So they took what they had written to him, asking for his approval. He commanded it cast into steel, then personally scratched a signature into the bottom. This code was the first thing that a Khandra learned upon awakening from his or her life as a Mistwraith. It contained commands to revere earlier generations, simple legal rights granted to each Khandra, provisions for creating new Khandra, and a demand for ultimate dedication to the Lord Ruler. Most disturbingly, the first contract contained a provision which, if invoked, would require the mass suicide of the entire Khandra people. 11. Khanpar leaned forward on his lectern, red crystalline bones sparkling in the lamplight.
All right then, Tensun, traitor to the Khandra people. You have demanded this judgment. Make your plea.
Tensun took a deep breath. It felt so good to be able to do that again, and opened his mouth to speak.
Tell them, Khanpar continued, sneering. Explain, if you can, why you killed one of our own, a fellow Khandra.
Tensun froze. The Trustworn was quiet. The generations of Khandra were far too well-behaved to rustle and make noise like a crowd of humans. They sat with their bones of rock, wood, or even metal, waiting for Tensun's answer. Khanpar's question wasn't the one Tensun had expected.
Yes, I killed a Khandra, Tensun said, standing cold and naked on the platform. That is not forbidden.
Need it be forbidden? Khanpar accused, pointing. Humans kill each other. Kolos kill each other. But they are both of ruin. We are of preservation, the chosen of the Father himself. We don't kill one another.
Tensun frowned. This was a strange line of questioning. Why ask this, he thought. My betrayal of all our people is surely a greater sin than the murder of one.
I was compelled by my contract, Tensun said frankly. You must know, Khanpar. You are the one who assigned me to the man Straff Venture. We all know what kind of person he was.
No different from any other man, spat one of the seconds.
Once, Tensun would have agreed. Yet he knew that there were some humans, at least, who were different. He had betrayed Vin, and yet she hadn't hated him for it. She had understood, and had felt mercy. Even if they hadn't already become friends, even if he hadn't grown to respect her greatly, that one moment would have earned her his devoted loyalty. She was counting on him, even if she didn't know it. He stood a little straighter, looking Khanpar in the eyes.
I was assigned to the man Straff Venture by paid contract, Tensun said. He gave me over to the whims of his twisted son, Zane. It was Zane who commanded that I kill the Khandra Orsur and take his place, so that I could spy on the woman Vin. There were a few hushed whispers at her name. Yes, you've heard of her, the one who slew the father.
And so you did what this Zane commanded? Kanpar asked loudly. You killed another Khandra. You murdered a member of your own generation.
You think I enjoyed it? Tensun demanded. Orsur was my generation brother, a Khandra I had known for 700 years. But the contract
forbids killing, Kanpar said.
It forbids the killing of men.
And is not a Khandra life worth more than that of a man?
The words are specific, Kanpar, Tensun snapped. I know them well. I helped write them. We were both there when these service contracts were created, using the first contract itself as a model. They forbid us from killing humans, but not each other.
Kanpar leaned forward again.
Did you argue with this Zane? Suggest perhaps that he should perform the murder himself? Did you even try to get out of killing one of our people?
I do not argue with my masters, Tensun said. And I certainly didn't want to tell the man Zane how to kill a Khandra. His instability was well known.
So you didn't argue, Kanpar said. You simply killed Orsur, and then you took his place, pretending to be him.
That is what we do, Tensun said with frustration. We take the place of others, acting as spies. That is the entire point of the contract.
We do these things to humans, snapped another second.
This is the first case where a Khandra has been used to imitate another Khandra. It is disturbing precedent you set.
It was brilliant, Tensun thought. I hate Zane for making me do it, but I can still see the genius in it. Vin never even suspected me. Who would?
You should have refused to do this act, Kanpar said. You should have pled the need for clarification of your contract. If others were to begin using us in this way, to kill one another, then we could be wiped out in a matter of years.
You betrayed us all with your rashness, said another.